Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high.
Buddy, it's summertime. Wow, what a great song. And we have more Summertime at the End by Ella Fitzgerald, if everything goes right. I'm Bobby Elias, your host for Let's Create a Better World, but we're doing more on rejuvenation, all the latest, newest science and research on health, body, mind, spirit, and aging. All right, so this is a great, we have a great show today. Now, we were going to have Joel Gold, the Moringa man, we call him, to talk about Moringa. He's one of the premier Moringa people in the world. He set up a camp at Thermo, California, out in the hot desert, and grows Moringa. And he's got a great line of products. And there, Moringa, I know about Moringa because I was involved with it. I'll give his take. I'll talk for a few minutes on Moringa when we come to that point. But first, welcome to the show, Divine. How are you? Our co-host, Divine Aubrey.
Hi, Bobby. I'm wonderful. Hi, everyone out there. Welcome to Let's Create a Better World. We have a wonderful show planned today.
Yes, we do. And you're going to talk in a few minutes. Give our listeners, I know what you're going to talk about, but I'd rather you say it to our listeners, please.
Okay, yes. I'm going to talk about the chakras, our seven major chakras, and the importance of our chakras, and give you a couple tools and techniques on how you can keep your chakras open.
Great. That's going to help you, everybody. Be sure to hear that part. And then towards the end of the show, Stefan Rudolph, our other co-host, will come in to talk about being happy, being at peace, being positive, and addictions. There are so many addictions besides alcoholism and drugs. There's a lot of them. We're going to talk about that, he and I. I'm going to jump in to our co-host, but they're going to carry most of what they talk about, him about addictions and Divine about chakras and other things that can help you with your life. We're here dedicated. Divine, aren't we dedicated? We're dedicated to help these people get a better life and healthy, right?
Absolutely. Stepping into their true life purpose and living life to its fullest extent of love, joy, peace, happiness, and letting go of everything that no longer serves us. That's our mission here.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so we'll get you on in a minute. Let me make a couple announcements real quick here. I'll let you talk about next guest, but first let me give the archive number. This is really great. On the archives, and you can give the Podbean one. I'm going to give the telephone archives for our listeners that don't have a computer. They're a little older, and they would rather hear the shows on their phone. Now, you don't have to call in, listeners, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 Pacific. You can call in 24 hours a day and hear five of our most recent shows. Take this, get your pen and paper out. I'm going to give you the number to call. You can call this number and hit button 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and hear some of the latest shows. They're much more updated than they were a month ago or so. There was some little minor problems, but we're up to date. We always clear things up. And here is the number, 701-719-0994. Call 24 hours a day, and you can hear our most recent shows from Let's Create a Better World, Body, Mind, Spirit, and Aging. That's what our show is all about. We're doing a lot more with aging. I mean, health and aging and all new breakthroughs. And this is why Divine is here with us. She gets into a lot of things like breathing and yoga and chakras and your lifestyle, how to be happier and live better. All right, so here's another phone number to call. If you want to call and hear the show when it comes on Monday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 Pacific, take this number down. 605-475-5151. Any problem with that? Call me. Here's my number. And you can call me anyway. I have people calling me for their health problems, for questions, or comments about the show, what they would like to hear or see, or just what's going on in the world. My phone number, 323-770-1925. All right, Divine, it's all yours. Go ahead and introduce your subject and go at it.
Oh, okay. Did you want to announce who our upcoming guests are in the next couple of weeks?
Yes, you can do that now first, and then you can start your prep. Good idea. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So next week we're going to have master drummer on Idris Kester, who gives workshops all over the world on the healing aspect of sound vibration through drumming. So super excited about that. And then the following week we're going to have Nick Hughes. He's a nutrition specialist. And he's going to be talking about living without disease and letting thy food be thy medicine and let thy medicine be thy food. So he has a great juicery. So he's an expert on juicing and how the nutrients in our food can help to heal our body naturally. So super excited about both of our upcoming guests. So I'm going to talk a little bit about... I'm really looking forward to both of them to learning more about drumming and nutrition through Nick and Idris. So very, very
excited. Me too. Let me make a quick comment on that. The sound of music, the drumming, the sounds are healing. Drumming is healing. A lot of different sound music is very, very healing. So be sure to listen to that show, and you'll be surprised what you can learn. I mean, I tell my people, because at night I listen to soft music before I go to sleep, and that's very healing. There's many, many forms of music that is healing. But next week, we're going to really get into that at our show. I believe he's going to be on next week, right? The way it looks right now? Is that right, Divine?
Idris Kester. He's a shaman as well as a master drummer. Yes, he's a shaman. So he can, you know, piggyback on our guest that we had, Maya, a couple of weeks ago, saying the importance of energy, inner energy work, you know, through shamanism and drumming.
That's great. And the week after, this is really great. Juicing is so powerful. It's so important. There are people that juice more than they eat, and it is very healing. For anybody that's got a disease or sick or doesn't feel up to it, juicing will get you up. And I like what he says about food is thy medicine. That's what Hippocrates said many, many years ago out of Florida. And he's been a life health guru, one of the first. And he was into food as a medicine for us. Anyway, I just want to make those comments.
Right.
Go right ahead, Divine, with the show.
Yeah, and specifically regarding juicing, specifically how juicing is so nutrient-rich because it's difficult to get all the vitamin intake that we absolutely need through just eating carrots or eating beets or broccoli. The juicing really, is a concentrated form. So it's very important to get a concentrated form of all the nutrients that we need. So, definitely looking forward to having Nick come on. So, moving forward with energy work, and I like, Bobby, that you said you listen to music before you go to sleep. It's wonderful because, you know, our sleep time is where the subconscious mind takes over. And so it's very important, the seeds that we are planting during our sleep time in the subconscious mind, because that's where change takes place. Not so much in this, the physical world or the daytime hours that we live in. So that leads me into the chakras and the importance of energy work. So starting from the beginning, when we come into this existence as babies, we are like blank poster boards. So we're a clear canvas to paint the picture that we want to paint. And then through all of conversations, instructions, perceptions, billboards, radio, you know, shows that we listen to, it's like sticky notes are being posted to our energetic field. So that starts to form our opinions on life. And oftentimes the opinions and instructions weigh us down. So we actually become someone else other than we forget our true purpose of, you know, why we signed up to come here. So we stop living in our true joy and happiness. So what I do is I actually take those sticky notes off energetically, because we have seven major chakras that govern the major areas of our life. So that's why they're so important. It's not that it's just, you know, the new wave, oh, you should know about your chakras, you should know about, you know, energy work. It actually affects our day-to-day living and our life purpose and how much that we are living in our true joy and happiness. So with the chakras, like I said, we have seven major ones that run from the base of our spine to the crown of our head, and they govern the major areas of our life. So going through the chakras, the root chakra is for basic physiological needs, food, housing. Also, it's our abundance center. The color is red. Each chakra has many characteristics, a color, a seed sound, different things where you can, a vibration, different characteristics that allow one to bring their chakras more into balance. And there's two aspects of our chakras, whether they're open, number one, and then number two, the vibration of them. So how high, how much we're stepping into the vibration of each chakra. So going up the chakra ladder, we have our root chakra to begin with. It's at the base of our spine. And then our sacral chakra is our lower abdomen area, and that governs our feelings and our creativity. So we want to keep the flow going in that area. We don't want to keep our feelings stuck, you know, in our body temple. We want to put them outside of us and become an observer, so to speak. You know, some people, when we're experiencing grief, we're like, oh, my heart aches, but we actually feel it in our stomach. That's because that is a sensory point for our feelings and our creativity. Then moving up, our solar plexus, that soft spot right at the top of our stomach area, that's our solar plexus chakra, and that is for our strength, our courage, and our self-mastery. The color is yellow. That governs our solar plexus. Moving up to our heart chakra, that's giving and receiving love. I have a good friend of mine that has chakra pendants, and she was channeling these pendants that help to balance your different chakras. She channeled three different chakra points, three aspects of the heart chakra, which is wonderful because it is able to identify if someone's masculine, feminine, or universal heart is out of sync. And the masculine heart is the color green, and it is allowing a person to receive from the universe, not from one specific place, but just being open to receive. Our feminine heart is the color pink, and that is for self-nurturing, self-love, and compassion. So if someone feels that they're not giving enough time to their own personal self, then they bring the color pink into their space to help activate their feminine chakra. And then the universal heart is recognizing that this is a friendly universe, regardless of everything we're hearing on the news. It truly is a friendly universe, and that color is aqua. And then moving up, we come to the throat chakra, and that's standing in one's truth and integrity with themselves, not so much with the outside world. As I'm doing chakra testing, then when we get to the throat chakra, a lot of people think, oh, I'm so verbal, so I know my throat chakra is going to be open. Not necessarily. It doesn't have anything to do with how verbal or nonverbal a person is. It has more to do with, are you following your intuition? So it's truth and integrity within our own self, that dialogue that goes on between, you know, ourselves and spirit, our higher self. So, like, are we in the right relationships? Are we doing the right career? Are we stepping into our life purpose and living the assignments that we came here to live? So that's important to know, that it's not necessarily how verbal we are, but how honest that we're being with our true selves. And then our third eye, which is very much connected with our crown chakra. All of our chakras are very much in, you know, interact with one another. But more so, our third eye and our crown. Our crown is at the top of our head. We get the downloads from spirit, our higher self, God, Jesus, whatever one calls it, of the direction or the communion with our higher self comes through the crown chakra. But then we trust it through our third eye, which is that area right in between our two physical eyes. So a lot of times people will intellectually know what's good for them or the direction that they're being pointed in, but to follow it and trust it, trust that intuition is something that is activated through our third eye. So that's the seven major chakras. And what I do is, first of all, I test someone's chakras to see where they are, see if there are any blockages, and if there are, where they're located in the body, which is very important because a lot of times, you know, people will say, you know what, things are just a little bit out of sync in my life or a lot of bit out of sync. But it's very important to identify in which energy center that that imbalance is in, so then the person knows where to devote their time and energy. So if it's their throat chakra that's caught up, there's different tools and techniques that one can use to open up that particular energy center. So that's just a little snippet, Bobby, of you know, the chakras, like chakras 101.
Good. I have a question for you, a thought, and if you could tell our listeners. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of listeners back east, New York area, and otherwise the whole coast. And what if they think, what if they're listening now and they say, well, I can't see this woman, she's in Los Angeles, and I'm in New York or Massachusetts. What can I do mm-hmm. to get into chakras? Buy a book, see a video, DVD video, or go to a consultant? What's your answer to that?
Well, first of all, most of my sessions are done over the phone. Even people, you know, clients that I deal with that are here locally, we do sessions over the phone for many reasons. The first thing is, you know, everyone's schedule is so busy, even if we live right next door to one another. But more importantly, with chakra sessions, the way I conduct my sessions, they're very meditative. And remember, change happens in the subconscious mind. So once the session is over, I mean, some of my clients even fall asleep, which is wonderful because they've already implanted in their energy field, their intention for the session or for their life. So once the session is complete and during the session, because they're in that meditative state, it's a perfect time to continue in meditation, journal, or even take a nap. Because the subconscious mind is where change, so the seeds have already been planted in the subconscious mind. If someone does want to work with someone on a one-on-one, you know, live presentation, they can Google, you know, chakra practitioners. They can also go to their local, you know, bookstore. They can order a chakra book over the internet. But like I said, most of the time, 99% of my client sessions are done over the phone. They're done remotely, even if a person lives next to me, because then they're in their own domain, and they don't have to go back out into the elements. And then once they get, you know, back to their place, bring themselves back to that meditative state. They're already there, and it's a perfect time to let those seeds germinate in the dark while they're asleep or while they continue to be in a meditative state.
Wow, that's nice. You know, your information is so wonderful, and I'm so happy and honored and pleased to have you as a co-host in the show. You picked up our show even more so what it was. Thank you for that. And our listeners, this is Divine Aubrey, our co-host, talking about chakras, and we're going to continue to talk about happiness, about how things that you can, way you can live. I'm going to give an example of some of the things that I do. I gave one earlier about listening to music before I go to sleep. I'm going to give you a few more tips and thoughts, things that you can do to live better, be more at peace, be more calm, less stress, and to avoid diseases, too. But we're going to get into some of those things. What I'd like to do, Divine, is, and for our guests, again, this is Divine Aubrey, our co-host, and this is Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias. We'll have Stefan Rudolph coming on in about 10, 15 minutes, thereabouts, to talk about a lot of things, including happiness, including people who have problems, stress, diseases, more emotional problems, and addiction. He went through an enormous addiction and got himself together, and he's really a counselor now on that issue. So he'll be on in a while on that. Okay, here's what I'd like to do, Divine. I'm going to give a comment on some of certain things that I do. I'll start with when I wake up and what I do, and I'd like your thoughts on that. You say whatever you think about what I said. Okay, so first of all, wonderful. Good. Yeah, I really want to hear what you have to say too. And I'll first of all, I'll get to the sleeping part at the end. But when I wake up, I'm just so happy that I'm alive. I sit up in the bed, or get out of the bed, or go to the mirror, and I say to myself, I am so grateful that I'm here. I'm alive. You know, Divine, I didn't tell you, but I had a car accident and I almost died. So ever since then, I've been even more grateful to be alive. And I say that because life can be so beautiful and so precious, the way you and I talk about it, and the way we live, and that's what we're trying to impart on our listeners, how they can be happier. That's what we're doing today on this show. So I wake up, I'm grateful that I'm alive, that I have, at least I have some little food, I have a restroom, I have a little way to cook food, I have blankets, some bed, I have an animal, if I have an animal, or I have peace in the house, and I have books, and I have different things. I have a radio or the internet. And, you know, Divine, people in South America, Africa, in many places in the world, Middle East, so poor, they have nothing to what I just said. They live in a jungle. They live next to a polluted river. They live on cardboard shacks in Central America. Yes, they do. But you know what? I know some people in Guatemala live in cardboard shacks, but they're happy. They have nothing. Mm-hmm. They have struggled to live, to eat. But they're a family, they're all together, and they're happier than some of these rich pigs that we know here in the United States and some of the other countries, where they just, all they do is exploit and take advantage of poor people. There's my sermon, huh? Anyway, your thoughts on being grateful.
Yeah, grateful. That's key. Grateful for our very life, our very breath. And you're absolutely correct, Bobby. In this Western world, you know, we're programmed to process our happiness as our financial statement, you know what I mean, and how many physical things we have, opposed to the true gift that we have, the gift of oneness, the gift of family and love and compassion. Yeah, that's very important. You know, I have a nonprofit. It's called Oneness Healing Foundation. And it's all about recognizing our oneness and living in joy and peace and happiness for the innate gifts that we have that don't cost anything. You know, our breath, our very breath is essential. And usually in this Western society, we don't start recognizing it until, you know, people are on their deathbed, you know, which is is really sad, you know, that they live all their lives trying to get. I was just having a conversation with someone yesterday, and we were talking about sleep and how important, you know, sleep is. And I said, yeah, you know, make sure, because we all have our intentions and our goals in life, but we want to make sure that we're healthy, so when we achieve those goals that we can enjoy them with our loved ones and have family feasts with good whole foods and just laughter and smiling. So yeah. I think gratitude is important, and I commend and applaud you on, yes, getting up in the morning and just being grateful for our very being, you know, and everything else will come after that. Knowing that we're always guided and directed by a higher source, and one way to step into that is to be grateful. You know, in Buddhist and Zenism, they teach no matter what happens in our life, it can be the most major crises, but to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because there's a blessing in that. There's a blessing in, you know, all the crises we have. They're wake-up calls. you know, I call them. I've had a major crisis, too, with a very debilitating work-related injury. And fortunately, I have some great teachers around me. And they're like, divine, this is happening in divine order, and be grateful for it. And I trusted them so that, you know, I took on that practice and that ideology, and it has brought me so far. One thing that I do add to the gratitude in the morning is to raise one's both arms up to the universe and just say, I'm open to receive. I'm open to all the blessings, because they're always there, but we need to call them forth and accept them. Just like our angel guidance is always there, but we have free will. So it's up to us to invite and invoke, you know, the higher realm into our lives. So that's wonderful, Bobby. Wonderful that you have that practice of being grateful in the morning.
Yes.
And at night, and all throughout the day, no matter what happens.
Right.
Gratitude.
Yes, and then after that, I do some meditation. But let me also say another thing I've added a little more on, even though I was already doing it, but, you know, our guest last week was wonderful. That was, what's her name?
Veronica Gabriel, yes.
Right. She, you know, what I liked about what
Course
she said,
Miracles.
To me, one of the most beautiful things she said was this. She said, my mother never got upset, never raised her voice, no matter what happened. And I learned that as a child, and I now do that. And what hit me home, what hit home with me, Divine, is that I've been working on that myself, to not let negativity come into my life. And like you said, sometimes in the Buddhist and other great ancient ways in this world, when something bad happens, they welcome it. They say, well, this is, and they turn into a spiritual thing. They know, they think and they believe that something good's going to happen after something bad happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that too. And that's the way I live, and that's the way I think. So she was right on, and we're going to be talking to her again in the future. But it's always good to keep yourself calm, peaceful, happy, no matter what happens. And once our other guest, our other co-host comes in, Stefan, we're going to talk about more about happiness, myself, Divine, and Stefan. We're going to talk about happiness compared to the opposite, negativity and being upset all the time. But anyway, next issue is meditation. I do 5 to 15 minutes of meditation in the morning. I'd like to do a half an hour, and I do half an hour once in a while when I have time. But being the horrible lifestyle we live in this country, and yours truly, I'm doing so many things now. I have people that are sick. I have to make money by doing my dance lessons. And I have the radio show and nutrition, and there's so many things that I do. And I'm happy. I'm at peace with everything that I do. I'm just the most happiest. I have more peace and more happiness now than ever. And I want to impart this to our listeners to learn from that, and to learn to not let anything get to you, to be happy and at peace and find a good thing in no matter what happens. So being peaceful and happiness is so, so important. Your quick thoughts on that?
Absolutely. And the way that I achieve that as well, Bobby, is through meditation. And I practice and I teach specifically Japa meditation, J-A-P-A, Hindu. And the reason that I practice Japa, first of all, it helped to save my life. In 1999, I had, like I said, a very, very debilitating work-related injury. And I met a great guru from India, and I was taught Japa meditation. With Japa meditation, there's many different mantras. The one that I like to share initially, the different mantras call in different aspects and characteristics of God into your life. But the one that I practice, I've been practicing since 1999, and I like to start with my students practicing, is the one for self-love. Because no matter if we're looking for better health, better relationships, more abundance, we need to be loving ourselves, because like attracts like. So if we're loving ourselves, then we're going to attract that right relationship. We're going to step into our true life purpose. So it's kind of like the foundation for everything else in life. But with the Japa meditation, two things are happening. It's giving a person an actual mantra, which is a sound, it's vibration, to concentrate on and repeat over and over again. So a lot of people say, oh, I just can't meditate. My mind's all over the place. I have too much to do. Well, in actuality, it only takes 10 minutes. Once you learn the mantra, you say it 108 times. You do have prayer beads, a mala to work with, which is 108 beads, and you do one round of the mala. So the initial thing is giving a person something to concentrate on. But more importantly, the second benefit of japa meditation, those sound vibrations, talking about sound healing again, right, is actually changing one's DNA. So it's allowing a person to become more calm, more peaceful, bringing them into their inner self. So initially one starts chanting the mantra, they start saying the mantra, but then the mantra starts doing them. And that's how it's changing a person's DNA. And so it's like a total, you know, up-leveling, a makeover of our energy system. So we start becoming observers in our lives opposed to being in the whole mix of it, if that makes sense to you. So we start living our life from the inner perspective opposed to the outer perspective. And it's just super relaxing and healing and fulfilling, very, very beneficial. So I definitely recommend, there's many a ways that a person can meditate. I definitely recommend incorporating meditation into one's daily life, preferably morning and evening and anytime during the day. But I highly recommend the japa meditation.
Okay, let me say a few things on that. You hit home with a few things that I like, and that is, one, the meditation that I do in the morning, 5 to 10 minutes, maybe 5 to 15 minutes, at least sometimes 30 minutes. I breathe in deeply and let out. And sometimes I even, when I'm breathing in, I'm thinking of love and peace and harmony. What a great, great day it's going to be. And when I let it out, I'm getting rid of all the toxic, all the negative stuff. I learned that some years ago. But I try to do at least 5 to 10 seconds in and 5 to hold it for, I don't do anything for the next 2 seconds, and then I let it out for 5 seconds or so. There's different methods. I've heard of the 7-4 method, the 4-7 method. There's some. We can get into that another time, Divine. But I want to move on here. I want to also just let everybody know that this is Let's Create a Better World. Our scheduled guest was Joel Gold of Moringa, the product. And I'm going to speak about Moringa at the end if we have time. If not, we'll get it in as soon as we can. This show, believe it or not, it's an hour, but everything goes so fast. Our time goes by. Devon Rudolph will be with us in 5 or 10 minutes to come in and talk about addictions and other things. So I want to move quickly and hit a few other things, Divine. One is part about what you eat and what you put in your body. And 2 weeks from now, we're going to have a juicing expert to talk about food is thy medicine and how food is so positive in your system. Now, when I eat, I bless my food first, Divine. And then I eat it slowly. Why do I eat it slowly? Because you have to chew your food. You want it to go down into your intestines as almost like a liquid. Too many people chew, drink. They chew 2 or 3, 4 times instead of, I've heard experts say 30, 40 times. I do at least 20 good chews, a real good chew, and the food is digested. It goes in, and it does its job. And I'm eating nothing but a Mediterranean plant-based diet with lots of vegetables, fruits, juices, the best juices in the world, beans, legumes, soups, brown rice, black beans, of course, on the beans. And I just feel like $1 million when I do all that, when I do all these things I'm talking about today. And I want to be a role model. I want to be as well as Divine. I know she is already. She's one of my role models. She's got so many things that I want to do more of. And we're going to be getting together with, and also get together with our guest from last week, Veronica Gabrielle. So I'm blessed that in the area we have some great people here. Now, juicing, the plant-based diet, I don't eat meat. If you are going to eat meat, cut back on it. Don't have any pork or beef, and cut back on it more and more, because one of our guests a few weeks ago said, and I believe it's on the archives now, that the more meat you eat, the more water is being used, and that water is causing a lot of problems for climate change. So we're causing more climate change by eating more and more meat. So there's a movement to cut back on all that. So I have supplements. I exercise. We don't have time to get into exercise right now, but I do that every day and keep my body. And I go to sleep as early as I can. I go to sleep by 10 o'clock, and I wake up around 6. We've had some of the great guests and sleep experts talk about that. So I'm doing that. And I also do my meditation at night before I go to sleep. Again, at least 5 to 30 minutes of meditation, deep breathing with soft music in the background. And you know what, Divine? I feel like $1 million. Your quick thoughts on that, because we've got to move on. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's important. You know, we are body, mind, and spirit, so that we take care of all of our temples, you know, so to speak. So it's very important, yes, when we eat, how we eat. If we eat while we're drinking, it's advised to not have liquids while we're drinking, because we need to give our bodies the proper time to digest and process the food and nutrients, opposed to pouring liquid in. If you do need to drink while you're eating, to narrow it down to healthy water, and to either drink before or preferably after. But it's a good idea to not have liquids and food, like at least an hour or 2 hours apart, too, because then it's really a no-brainer. But actually, when we combine liquid with food, it's like we're allowing the food to kind of foil inside of our body temple. So if one looks at it like that, then it's easy to kind of refrain from drinking while eating. But, yeah, all the points you made, Bobby, are excellent. It's important to get the proper amount of rest in our hurry-up-and-go society. That's kind of diminished, but there's more and more reports on how important it is to get our proper sleep. That's when our body refuels itself. And definitely to incorporate the meditation, affirmations before going to sleep. Very important not to be listening to the news or recount all the bad things that happen during your day. Like through my energy club, actually, one of our exercises is to get rid of all the energy attached to all the conversations and all the occurrences of the day before we go to sleep. And then right. to call in what our intentions are. Because, again, those are the seeds that are germinating while we're going to sleep. So remember, audience, to bring in what you're calling into your life before you drift off to sleep. So those can be the seeds that are planted, opposed right. to everything that you're unhappy with that happened during the day, and thinking that, you know, that's the that you're ordained to live that in your life. No, each and every one of us has the power to call into our life the intentions that bring happiness, and how we are, each and every one of us, to be of service to one another through right. our natural gifts and talents.
Excellent. That the lady speaking, that's Divine Aubrey, the young lady speaking. She's a co-host of the show. I'm Bobby Elias, host, and Stefan will be coming on shortly. That's Stefan Rudolph, talk about addictions, other facets of happiness and peace in your mind, and how to overcome some of the negative things that happen. We'll go about, maybe 8 or 10 minutes with him, and then the three of us are going to give our comments on all the things that we said, like our last-minute thoughts. But we got to move quickly here. When you mentioned about drinking the water, there are several ways. We've had some really great guests, and I've learned this. It's good to have your drink of water 5 to 30 minutes before. I'd say 15 or 20 minutes. You have your glass of water or liquid first before you eat. Here's why. If people eat and then drink in the middle of things, they're going to wash down all that, the great saliva and the great enzymes that are developing to digest your food the correct way. And it doesn't go in the right way. So you need to, it's better to drink before. But if you are going to drink during or after, have a little lighter amount of liquid. Like some people, including myself, I have some supplements that I have right after my meal. So I'll have a teeny bit of water to wash down the supplements. And so that's how I do that. Now, for our listeners, this is Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias. Divine Aubrey's with me, and Stefan Rudolph will be with us in a few minutes. There are three things I want to say, and you can make a quick comment, because he'll be coming on in a few minutes to talk. So the three things that we have talked about on this show, including some of the great, great guests that we've had on, the three things that kill people are these three, and I'll make a comment on each of them, and then the Divine can say something. One that we mentioned earlier is sleep. so important to get your rest. If you don't get your rest, you're not going to be able to function right. That's number one. That will kill you. Yes. People don't sleep right. They don't live good. The next one is stress. That kind of goes in with the sleep thing. If you're non-stressed, if you're, and we're going to talk about happiness and peace and how to avoid stress in a few minutes, but stress kills people. Oh, God. Anxiety, complaining, upset, yelling, the temper, losing your temper. These things will kill you. Oh, yes. The third thing is sugar. And this is goes along with in our food thing. We talked about all three of these things on our show. Go back to the sleep one. Dick Gregory talked about how sleep is number one in the world as far as sleep deprivation is the one thing that kills people more than anything else, more than stress and sugar. I had to say all three of them are pretty strong. Sugar is really taken, more and more studies are saying sugar is the number one killer, but sleeping and stress are very, very good. So let's go to sugar real quick. Sugar, you'd be surprised. You go to the market and almost everything in there has sugar in it, salt, white flour, junk, bad things, preservatives, colors. So you don't want to eat at a regular market. You want to eat at a health store, or you want to go to the farmer's market. You want to fix your own food. You want to grow your own food. And Divine, we're going to do that in a few weeks, talk about growing your own food or going to a co-op, going to a organic farm and get in a plot there and grow your own food there and be around people that are doing that so you can learn. But anyway, sugar, sleep, and stress are the three killers. Your quick comments, because Devon's going to come on. He's going to just say hi all any minute now. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely. It's important to eliminate, sugar from one's diet, refined sugar, that is, because a lot of our, most foods naturally, do have a sugar content. But the added sugar, yes, is the culprit of most diseases. And I want to talk about stress, how important it is to eliminate stress in the body, because in the body, mind, and spirit, because disease starts with our emotions. And that, so it's important where our emotions are and that we're living a stress-free life and going back to gratitude and being happy for the natural gifts that we have, because it starts, physical disease starts within, and then it has to have a way to come without, and it usually manifests in a different area, of our body. So it's very important to incorporate all the peaceful tools and techniques that we're talking about, meditation, proper breathing, listening to music, eating, feeding the body proper nutrients and whole foods. Yes, right. And it's absolutely correct, Bobby. You go into the regular grocery store and some of the health food stores, you have to be careful, too, pay close attention to the labels. When there's a word that you don't understand in there, do not buy that product. Right. That means that it's manufactured. And that's why I enjoy the juicing so much from an organic cold-pressed juicery, because you're getting just the pure organic non-pesticide, nutrients from the fruits and vegetables. So how can you go wrong, with our God-given food from the earth?
Yep, that's right. Very well said. Stefan, are you there yet? You'll be coming in any minute now, and we're going to talk some more. And then our time flies so quickly, Divine. You notice that? A couple things that we just now said. We're talking about peaceful mind and avoiding stress. Here's two more things you can do. There's a thing that I learned, and that is when sometimes there's stress or noise or a problem, or whatever, something negative, I'll stop and go in a corner or go in a peaceful place, maybe in a park or in a room where there's quiet and peace, just be silent. It's called silence. It's another form of meditation. Stay silent for 3-4 minutes, 10 minutes if you can. And don't say a word, don't listen, don't let your thoughts come in. Keep your thoughts on your breath going in and out. So you are, in a sense, meditating, but it's a silent kind of meditation. And it works. Mm-hmm. It clears the mind. It's like another thing that people say is when you have a count to 10, when you're really, really upset, count to 10, take a few deep breaths, and then maybe you'll feel better. But the other thing is, besides the silent thing, is go to a park. Go to a place where there's nature, trees. If you live on a street with a lot of trees, take a walk on that street with animals. And I play with the dogs, the cats. I have 6 of them where I live. three dogs and three cats. Some of them are mine, some of them are laid in the front. And I every day I'm with them. I feed the birds. I have bird food and I taught them all no more violence. I taught the cats not to chase the birds. And they do. They listen to me. Mm-hmm. If they don't listen to me, they're not going to get their food. Anyway, it's really peaceful and happy. And so going to a nature place with trees and quiet and peace, and there you can do your meditation or silence. Anyway, hello, are you there? Hello? Someone, are you still there? Can you hear me, Divine?
Oh, yes, I'm still here, and I can hear you perfect.
I just heard a weird noise on my phone. I don't know if that's somebody coming in. Anyway, so quick thoughts on that, and then we're going to start talking about what, in case Stefan doesn't come in, we're going to talk about what he wants to talk about. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I agree with you how important silence is, and that's what happens in meditation. One is able to listen. You know, there's two sides of prayer. You know, people talking about prayer. We're always praying. Even someone who doesn't believe in a higher source, we are praying by every thought, every action, and every word that we speak. The flip side of prayer is meditation. It's listening. It's going within to the silence to be able to hear and to shut down the clutter. So, yes, whatever brings one to that place, nature, and I'm glad you mentioned nature because it's very important to connect with Mother Earth. And at the times when you're in a place where you cannot connect, you can go back in your memory bank and remember the times you were listening to the water, you were sitting next to the trees. So that's very important. Because the master soul is, you know, is calm and quiet and steady. And we need to train ourselves more and more to become more into communion with our higher self. And that's through listening. You know, even in communication skills, the most important part of communication is listening,
Yes.
And so it's going into that quietude where a lot of times people think it's talking. Oh, I've got to get everything out that I need to say in a hurry. No, we need to sit back and listen to the delivery of the messages that are coming. You know, there's a lot that is relayed through just silent communication, silent meditation is so important.
Right.
And I know Stefan is due on, but I want to say a word about addictions. To me, any addiction that one, because there's many, like you mentioned before, often when we hear the, you know, term addiction, we think alcohol or drug abuse, but there's codependency, there's all kinds of addictions, food addictions, and to me, all addictions are a void from our God self, our communion with our higher self, because it's like someone is looking for something outside of themselves, and on this earthly plane, we're actually all searching for is the happiness and peace and calm and joy. That's really, we tap into that. It's inside of us. It's not outside of us. So when we're not getting it, it's like, you know, we become children and we start grabbing. Well, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. I'm going to, you know, have a food, you know, to satisfy this craving that I'm having. But if we go into the silence and create a practice, I know Veronica talked about this last week. Practice is key. Practice, practice, practice your breathing. Practice your meditation. And like you said, and like Bobby mentioned, it only takes 5 to 30 minutes in the morning. You can start off with just doing it for 3 minutes, and then over time, increase the time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. My meditation, really my formal meditation, is 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. But what it does is, it puts me in a meditative state all day long.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like it's cultivating that spiritual muscle. So even like when you go to the gym, you work out for 1 hour, but you get to reap the benefit all day long. Same thing with meditation. Even though you're only doing it for 5 or 10 minutes, the key is consistency, to really have a consistent practice. And then it starts operating all day long. You find yourself repeating your mantra. You find yourself looking and observing things from a different eye, more clarity, more peace, because you have that peace within. so you're able to offer that peace to the outside world instead of going through, you know, the world in a hurried state. So think about that. If anyone out there has a family member dealing with an addiction or they're dealing with an addiction, go within. Go within.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And look at where are the voids in my life that I'm trying to appease by having this addiction, by being codependent, by overeating, by drinking, by doing drugs.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, get ready to put your contact information, but first let me say this. Addictions. Here's some more addictions besides alcohol and drugs, which are two of the worst. Pornography, sex, gambling, losing your temper. Now, there's a new one for the younger people in their 20s and 30s and even other people. Social media, Facebook, cell phones. You go to places and the people sitting there just on their cell phone, they're just staring at it and they're on there for too long. It's a little bit too much and it's not good because most cell phones, anyway, as we talk about on this show, are full of radiation. So that is not good. Before we carry on, I don't think Stevan's going to call today, but we'll get him on again another next week or two. And also one more thing before I forget, Luann Panessi, who works with Gary Null, is probably going to be on the show. I did promise her one of the next 2 weeks, but you and I, we can discuss that and figure out how we can do that. You did tell the other person that they'd be on in 2 or 3 weeks, so we'll work that out somehow, you and I, Divine. But that's not a problem. You give your contact information now, and then we can both finish up with a few little words, and then I'm going to get that song on at the end. We've got a great song by Ella Fitzgerald at the very end.
Okay, perfect. Yes, anyone can reach me at 310, area code 714-9704. That's Divine Aubrey, 310-714-9704. And my website that's being reconstructed is Divine Blessings, plural, blessings with the S on the end, and it's .one, O-N-E. So Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, Blessings, B-L-E-S-S-I-N-G-S, .one, O-N-E.
Great. You know, Divine, it worked out, even though, you see, when he told me he couldn't be on, he told me this this morning, it was about 3 hours before the show, and rather than get upset and think, well, we'll get stressed out about it, I just said, well, we'll work it out. Because we've got a system here where somebody would show up before you came on. It would be myself, Stefan Rudolph, and then we've got a Dr. Wren, who many people in the East Coast know. She's in New Jersey, young woman, just had a baby. She's an all-around holistic doctor, and she'll sub with us anytime. And I've given her 10 minutes notice, and she jumps on, and she's a break, stop, do everything, and help us out. But now there's with you, Divine, that's four of us, and we can come in anytime a guest doesn't. So always be prepared, you and I, to be ready to do something. Like there's a few things that we could have talked about today and we didn't have time. We could do them perhaps another time, either on our own, with the show. And some of the guests will be on for 20 or 30 minutes, and you and I can take the rest of the time and cover so many different things that we want to cover. You are great. Yeah, everything you said, you followed up my thoughts and with super, super information, Divine. You're wonderful, and I'm just blessed to have to be around you. Thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome, Bobby. Thank you for creating this forum for, you know, all of us to absolutely, there's no mistake in the name, you know, that you chose for the show. Let's create a better world, you know, and for each and every one of us in each and every area of our life to start living a whole, complete, healthy existence.
Right. And maybe we should have said, let's create a better world and a better life.
Or
get the word health in there, too. But that's okay. Our listeners know that we've been doing more and more on health and body, mind, spirit, and rejuvenation and all the new breakthroughs. And there's so many new breakthroughs, Divine. This is exciting. This field is growing fast. But, I want to tell everybody that this is Divine Aubrey. You've got her contact information. She's on every week with me, pretty much. And real quick, the guest we have next week and the one we'll have in 2 or 3 weeks. Explain who we're going to have.
Yes. Idris Hester, master drummer, world-renowned master drummer, healing sound vibrations, will be on next week talking about the healing aspects of sound therapy. And then the following week, it'll be Nick Hughes. He is a master nutrition specialist, and he'll be going over living without disease through our diet.
Great.
A lot of good information coming up.
Okay. And tell our listeners about the pod archives, how they can get in there and what they can do.
Absolutely, because they're totally up to date for our last month or two of our archive shows. So the web address is www.letscreateabetterworld, the name of our show, .podbean.com. So letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com. And all of our shows are there.
The P-O-D would be P for Paul, O for Oscar, and D for dog. And bean would be bean, like the kind of bean you eat, B-E-A-N, like black beans or pinto beans, B-E-A-N. Okay? So good.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I think we covered everything. Let me start thanking everybody, and then we have a song. Two numbers to give you out. Hear our show 24 hours a day on the on the telephone archives. Here's the number. Take it down and get your pen ready for another number. The number is 701-719-0994. We try to give it to you at the beginning and at the end of the show. My number, call me anytime for anything. I have a lot of people calling me for different things. My name is Bobby Elias, and my number is 323-770-1925. I want to thank Divine Aubrey. So you're wonderful, Divine. I'm blessed to be around you. Thank you for being on the show today and helping put
you're
together
welcome,
a great show.
You're welcome, Bobby. And thank you, Bobby. I would like to thank Bobby Elias for actually creating this forum for us. So thank you.
You're welcome. We thank Gary Null for getting the station off the ground 11 years ago. We thank Jesse, the PRN director, Kelsey, the engineer. I want to thank our Greg. He's our associate producer. And maybe our producer may be coming back, Stuart Hassel. He may be coming back real soon. We're talking to him about that. He's had some issues that he couldn't handle. And then Lydia, thank you, our associate producer, doing a lot of great work with us. So our co-host today, Divine, myself, Bobby Elias, and also Devon wasn't able to come in today. He told me he was going to try to come in late, but he couldn't make it. Not a problem. We'll have him on again. Thank you. And now the biggest thank you of all goes to the people. I'm blessed to have you listeners here. We're privileged. We love you. Thank you for listening to our show and sticking with us so you can have a better life. Thank you. And now on to our song, Summertime.
The cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby. Take to the sky.